Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 5 of At the Helm, a podcast series that I, your host, Brian Helm, will be guiding you through. We will be featuring some of the work that I've done musically for the last 25 years or so. This episode will feature the last collected works that I did before moving from Ohio in 1986. Actually, this project starts in, I think, late 85, early 86. The entire project was helped by my friend Jim Cunningham loaning me his four-track equipment. Most of the work I do over the years is actually looping, so I stack a lot of stuff together. But when I worked at the music store, when I had the ability to borrow Jim's equipment, I would do regular multi-track recording, which makes for a different kind of process entirely. The first tune we're going to hear is actually a piece called A Short Answer. It features me on my brand new Ovation 6-string guitar in the new standard tuning from Guitarcraft. It also features some piano and some auto harp work. The auto harp is slightly manipulated by the Electro-Harmonic 16-second digital delay. At any rate, this tune is called A Short Answer. And that was A Short Answer. I should also mention that I play recorder on that song and use the AH-16-second to manipulate the tones on that to sort of bend things around here and there. Anyway, As part of the larger project here, which is called Inept Exactitude, or IE for short, the next song is sort of rooted in the traditional style of, say, a piece like Freddy the Freeloader from Kind of Blue, Miles Davis. It owes as much to that as it does to perhaps some other elements, say Jade Warrior or something else. But it features me on guitar, and there's some piano, and there's also a sampled cymbal that's been lowered to the point that it sounds a bit more like a gong floating around. So it's a nod to this, that, and the other thing. And it's sort of a tribute to somebody who I grew up listening to from my dad. So anyway, this song is called 2 Miles. As I mentioned earlier, this is a great opportunity for me in this project to do some multi-tracking, and so I try to utilize as much as possible to showcase the different things that I might be capable of, including manipulating things in a time sense on occasion. The next little ditty here is called African Rain and features a pretty standard drum machine thunking in the background with the Electro-Harmonix 16-second digital delay giving it a sort of an odd fluctuation. And then there's a double-speed piano solo over the top. And it's just a short little number to sort of give you an idea of what I was starting to explore in the way of textures and stuff. So this is a short little item here called African Rain. And after that, we'll also have a track called Canada. And I'll talk a little bit after that, after the other side of it. Thank you. Again, that was African Rain, followed by Canada. Canada features me on a couple of electric guitar leads there, twisting around with the each 16-second sort of bending things this way and that way. That particular guitar is a Washburn A10, which is sort of an Explorer-type fake V-looking thing that I borrowed from my friend Mike Manette at the time. Matter of fact, that song, Canada, features it. The next tune features it, and so does the tune after that. It features the Wonder Bar tremolo system, which was a pretty good locking tremolo system for the time. And whenever you're using overdriven harmonics and stuff and trying to bend things around, it really helps to have as true a locking system as possible. So I borrowed somebody else's. Other than that, most all the guitars you will always hear on my recordings is my 1978 Electra six-string Vulcan electric guitar, which I've had for, well, I guess it'll be 30 years next year. In the meantime, that was Canada. The next song up is a song which features a bass line, which is probably more, lends itself more to a TV theme music than anything, and also has a strong influence in the music of Steve Hillage, which I listened to an awful lot at different points in time in my life. But anyway, with a nod to this and that, the next tune is called Barney Hillage and features me on fretless bass guitar. There's some guitar work, and there's a lot of delay work messing things around here and there for a little bit of extra textural detail. So anyway, in the meantime, this is Barney Hillage. Thank you. That was Barney Hillage. Most of all the stuff on this particular show, in fact, all the instruments are played by me, except in the next track we're going to hear, and this will be the last appearance on tape during the Ohio period from Mr. Bob Kelly on drums. Like I said, this particular project was not a music store project. This was recorded at my house with my friend Jim's kind loaning of equipment. And one of the things I always like to try to do is keep it interesting and rocking. And the best way to do that is to have somebody who can really play the drums, which is not me, by the way. But at any rate, on this particular cut, Bob will be behind the on the throne, behind the skins. It's a live track, basically me on guitar, Bob on drums, and then there's a synth bass line that I overdubbed after the fact because I just thought it needed a little more bottom end, and I'm always looking for the unusual trio situation. So again, features me on guitar, Bob on drums, and me doubling up on synth bass. And this song is called The Quantum Jump 2. Again, that was The Quantum Jump 2 featuring Mr. Bob Kelly on drums. Again, thanks to Bob for all his contributions to my work over the years here and there. He's a great guy and a great drummer. At any rate, this is pulling to a close here, this particular collection of tunes. As I said, it's from a collection called IE, which stands for Inept Exactitude, sort of a serendipitous process of sorts. But in the meantime, it also draws to a close my Ohio living period. After I finished this recording in the summer of 1986, I packed up the whole family and moved to San Diego, California from beautiful Gahanna, Ohio, in and of itself a journey of discovery. But at any rate, it would change my music focus and the people that I would be able to associate with and a lot of other things. In the meantime, I did finish up this project, and the title tune is going to finish off the program for us today. It's called IE, and it features me It features a sample on the EH-16-2 of a steam calliope organ. Just one part of a phrase is actually captured for copyright purposes. And this is overdubbed with some guitar work. And the birds that you hear in the background are actually recorded out in my backyard, in my house in Ohio, around the old apple tree that was out there, which was a favorite with the locals. And so the birds will sing on, and the music will play on, and we will sort of slowly fade into the sunset until the next episode of At the Helm. I hope you'll join me then. Thanks for coming this time. If you have any questions and looking for more information about this, that, or the other thing, feel free to go to brianhelm.wordpress.com. And my blog there, you can take links to all the other relative information you might want, and also to At the Helm podcasts. And there'll be a total of those coming in the months to come that hopefully will be amusing to make and amusing to listen to also. In the meantime, we're going to close this show out with this little number. It's called IE. Thanks for joining me this time, and we'll see you again.